Hello, man. Welcome to this week's Faithful Men video. Man, we are working our way through 1 Samuel, aren't we? And I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have. I just love 1 Samuel. I love the way the story lays out, and it just keeps getting better and better. And in many instances, it keeps getting more depressing about what's going on in the lives of these men. But I've just been really encouraged by everybody's input and everybody's involvement in this study. So this week we're going to discuss, and you're going to be reading 1 Samuel 21. And this is kind of where we begin to see the places that David begins to try and seek refuge, which Pastor Gary will be talking about here in the near future. But what I want to talk about is just kind of what's going on in this chapter, and one specific thing that I think could get overlooked that we need to look at of how it affects us as men. The first thing that we see that happens, obviously, is David retreats to the city of Nob, N-O-B, and there he comes across a priest, and it's a priest of people that have been in conflict with Israel and been in conflict with Saul and his people and his leadership. But he meets a priest, and he kind of deceives the priest a bit. But he asks the priest if he has any bread, and the priest says, "All I have is the holy bread, the bread of presence." And David asks to eat it, and he eats actually the sacred bread that you were not supposed to eat for just a general meal, but you know it's consecrated for the Lord. And David, in his desperation, is kind of feels forced to do that. And then the second thing he does, which I think is imperative to what we're talking about today, and it's a great lesson as we uncover it, is that he's on his way to a city called Gath, G-A-T-H, and that's the city of Goliath. And he gets his hand on Goliath's sword. And I find this interesting that the enemy that he defeated, he ends up retreating and has no weapon, so the weapon he grabs is the weapon of his enemy. And I don't know why they still had this weapon. I don't know if they had it as a memorial to Goliath or if they had it as a reminder of the defeat of Goliath. I have no idea, but I know it was not David's to take. But David took the weapon because he felt like that was the weapon that was going to protect him from Saul. And you know what's interesting about that for us as men? You know, fear and desperation will lead us to do things that are really not within the will of God. In fact, if you read in chapter 21, you'll find that I don't even know, I'm 100% sure at this point, that David never asked what the will of God is. He, out of fear and desperation, takes the bread of presence, which he's not supposed to do, and then he takes the sword of his enemy as his weapon. And as men, I wonder how many times that we pick up a sword, whatever that might be, to fight the things in our life that are issues. You know, how many times do we fight depression with alcohol? Or how many times do we fight anger with violence? Or how many times do we fight greed with more greed, right? We fight fear and desperation by picking up something that's not within the will of God, and it just makes that situation worse. It's not ours to take. God's will for our life is that we would rely on Him during our times of fear and desperation. And I don't know if you're like me, but we've all felt that before. We've all felt a spirit of fear and maybe a spirit of desperation at the same time, where maybe the money's running out, or we've had car issues, or we're having relational issues, and we'll do anything outside of the will of God. It becomes so flesh-oriented that we begin to do things that make the matter worse, that God's not ordained, or God's not approved, or God's not in it. And that's not where God wants us. So my question to you is, what swords do you pick up when you feel fear or desperation? Do you pick up the Word of God? Do you go to the Scriptures? Do you seek wise counsel? Do you go to prayer? Do you fast? Maybe that should be your sword. Maybe that should be your weapon of choice when you're going through things. Or do you pick up the other things that I mentioned, the things that become destructive in behavior, the things that just compound the situation and lead to more fear and more desperation to the point where you may get to a place where you're really in a state of turning your back on God, or spiritually you become dry. You know, there's a story in the Bible where God has an interaction with Elijah and tells him, you know, these dry bones will come to life, right? these dry bones will live. And I think when we get fearful and desperate, we become dry spiritually. I think that's part of it. I think that's where David was a little bit here. He was dry spiritually. He had been on the run. He was weary. He was tired, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And so he picks up Goliath's sword. And maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe it's just a sword, you know, that he was going to use. But I think it has some significance to us. I wonder what swords you're currently using right now in your life. Are you allowing the right accountability partners? You know, a couple of weeks ago, I talked about having a watchman and a spokesman. Those are great swords for us to have that can help us in life. So what sword do you use? What do you do when you feel fearful or desperate? What do you do in moments of retreat? Because it's funny that David picks up a sword to fight, but he's retreating at the same time. Do you stand? Do you fight? Do you ask God for His provision and for His promises on your life? Because here's what we know. God has great things in store for us. God has said in the Scripture, He'll never give us anything more than we can handle, right? He knows what we can handle and what we can't handle. There's no reason for us to turn to swords that are outside of His will to fight the enemies and the battles in our life. We turn to Him, and we trust Him and His process, and try not to do too many things on our own. So maybe it's time to put a sword down. Maybe there's an addiction or something going on in your life that you need to put that sword down, and you need to ask for help. That's what we're here for. That's what faithful men do together. That's what a band of brothers do. We try to help you put down the swords that you don't need, and we help you to pick up the sword of our Lord and Jesus Christ, our Savior, to fight on in life. So keep fighting, guys. You're doing awesome. I love the opportunity just to speak with you. And keep reading and keep looking in depth at what's happening here and how God is working amidst all of this. So I love you guys. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you later.